You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Friday. That's right, it's effing Friday, anything goes. Andy sitting in, Tyler's in for Bergman. So far, so good. We got only a half hour left before the pregame for Lakers-Minnesota must-win game tonight. Lakers are currently the 9.
They're currently the 9. If they win this game, I am pretty sure they are the 7.
That's a big swing.
Yeah, it's a huge swing. You end up with
a home play-in game.
And two opportunities to win one game.
That's right.
7 and 8.
7's a big deal.
7, yeah. 7's a big deal. 7-8 is a huge deal between 9 and 10.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
So we got that coming up for you. Dodgers last night looked really, really good at Dodger Stadium. Great night for Julio Urías. Started out a little rocky. Settled in. Bullpen looked really nice. James Outman was great. Will Smith was great. So much great stuff to take away from last night's Dodgers game, including the new light show at Dodger Stadium, which I can't wait to see in person.
Yeah, I think it's going to look great. The Dodgers are good at doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I imagine it's going to look pretty awesome for the fans. Players will get used to it. After a while, you'll forget that they never did it in the first place.
Right, exactly. So we've got an update. Last night in Oakland, Anthony Rendon, who arguably is the single most important X factor that the Angels have got this year if they intend to make any sort of playoff push, was leaving the field, and there was an altercation with a fan, and we'll play it for you, and then we'll describe what happened. Go ahead and hit that.
What'd you say? Yeah, you called me a Yeah, you did. Yeah, mother.
Calm down.
Okay, so here's what happened. Anthony Rendon leaving the field. Some guy yelled something at him. Anthony Rendon said, "You yelled something at me." And he reaches up and he grabs the guy by the hoodie. The guy's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Anthony Rendon takes a swing at him and misses. But he's got him grabbed by the hoodie. So, Tyler, you say there's an update on this situation.
Yeah, so I just got an update from Bleacher Report. I can just kind of skim it.
So
MLB put out, obviously they're acknowledging that something happened. There's a video, so it's undeniable. MLB saying, "We are aware of the video and we are now looking into the matter." That's it.
Wait a minute. Now, you told me there was going to be a big
announcement about it.
That's the update.
This is the update.
I mean, we assume they were going to be looking into
it. Well, they have to investigate, right? There has to be an investigation first. So they've got to find the fan, then they've got to talk to Anthony, and then any sort of witnesses. So, yeah,
right.
It's going to take a couple of days. But, yeah, this incident definitely is a big deal.
Breaking news.
I'll show myself out.
Baseball is going to take a look. At the incident.
That really rocks my expectations, I'm not going to lie.
It changes everything for me. Now, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I would assume there is going to be some length of suspension. Not a long suspension,
but
you cannot grab a fan by the hoodie and pull him down towards you.
No, I mean, even if you think Anthony Rendon is in the right and this fan crossed the line, and I'm sure it's going to come out what he said. You hope, by the way, that Rendon picked out the right person.
Right.
That he identified the right guy correctly. And this guy may have crossed the line. You still, though, as a player, cannot put hands on a fan unless it is in absolute self-defense. You cannot do that. Just forget just the safety of fans if something breaks out. safety of the players.
Right.
Because then think of what happens if this spills over. Your teammates end up having to get your back. It turns into a bigger thing. There are liability issues. It doesn't matter that Rendon may be justified in being that mad. You still can't do it.
So I'll take an Ireland trope. This be a trope?
Approach.
He no, with said, Ireland, it's a trope.
With the trope. So, like in the NBA, a court is a big pool. And you're not allowed to leave the pool. And you're not allowed to reach out of the pool. And the fans are not allowed to go into the pool.
Yeah.
So the pool analogy works here. You're not allowed to reach outside the pool and try to pull somebody into the pool.
You know what? It's actually more of an analogy than a trope, and it's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah.
From John.
Okay.
That is correct.
What is a trope?
How to define a trope? A trope is sort of like a cliched example, like an ism? Maybe of something.
An ism?
Like an ism?
Somebody look up trope.
Let's just throw other random things.
Figurative or metaphorical use of a word or expression. Perhaps it is a mistake to use tropes in parallel. Well, you're right. It's a better metaphor than it is a trope. Full stop. I just like saying full stop. To me, when you say full stop, you sound so smart.
Especially when you say it on Twitter.
Oh, full stop.
If you make a statement on Twitter, full stop, then you follow it up with let that sink in.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Ooh, that is dramatic.
I like that. I like that. I also like thought experiments.
Thought experiments.
Let's have a thought experiment. That's the kind of thing Ramona does all the time. Momo will have thought experiments. Mm-hmm. And I try to play along.
You try to play along.
I try.
But then you come up with a reaction to it, and you end it and say full stop.
Full stop.
Let that sink in.
Period. Full stop. Let that sink in. Exactly.
Rendon is going to end up getting suspended.
Or you hit this. That's full stop.
Okay, so the Tampa Bay Rays. The beloved Tampa Bay Rays. Last night, unveiled, and they had a whole big ceremony for it, unveiled their wild card banner. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
The Tampa Bay Rays. And they had a whole big ceremony. It was just like when I went to the Rams and they unveiled the Super Bowl championship banner. They unveiled it with spotlights on it. You know what, though?
Okay.
Don't defend this.
I am going to defend it to some degree.
Please, no, Ireland will throw a trophy. This is the kind of thing Ireland throws a trophy at.
He'll throw a soda at the banner.
I know. He's going to say, this is what's wrong with America.
This is what's wrong with America.
Yeah, I know. This probably has something to do with cancel culture, I'm sure. But
All right, the Rays
have only been around for 26 seasons.
Yes.
They've only made the playoffs 8 times, and they're in Tampa. Let them have their thing.
LAFC's been around for 5 years. They got a championship.
Right, but
it's LA.
Man. It's L.A.
Tampa Bay's been to the World Series.
You will. No.
Yes, you're right. We beat Tampa in the World Series.
You're right.
Dodgers beat Tampa in the World
Julio
Series.
Julio beat Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, Julio.
Andy, do you want us to give them participation trophies at the end of the season?
Yeah,
would that make
ribbon?
You feel better?
What about a ribbon?
Yeah, actually, I do.
One of those little medals?
It's the Tampa Bay Rays. Yes.
Here's what makes it really extra sad. This is extra sad. They played in the first round of the playoffs as a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 3-game series, and they got swept 2-0. And they hung a banner.
Andy, it's important to keep in mind also, they're in the American League East, and they are not the worst team in the American League East. Keep that in mind.
True.
I feel like it's Tampa. You congratulate Tampa where you can.
Yeah.
It's Tampa.
Because it's F and Friday. This puts everybody in a good mood.
Yeah, it does.
Andy, does that work for you?
Yeah, sure.
You know what it is, right?
Let that sink in, Andy.
Let that sink in, full stop.
I have no idea who this
is. You have no idea what this is?
First of all, this is Marcus Mumford, and this is the theme song for Ted Lasso.
I've never seen Ted Lasso.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Full stop.
We've discussed this.
Do you hate happiness?
Apparently. Well, no, I love happiness. I'm giving Tampa a banner.
That's true. He is Mr. Participation Trophy.
And by the way, you pointed out something good that I forget. Marcus Mumford, who's like my favorite.
Yeah.
I've seen Mumford and Sons. I guess he's solo now.
He broke up with He's doing
Sons.
A little bit of both,
it's
I think,
only
still.
Mumford and he...
No more Sons.
No more Sons. But yeah, Marcus... There's another update. Marcus Mumford and Sons have broken up. No, so you don't watch Ted Lasso?
I honestly.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, I don't have Apple Plus or Apple TV, whatever it is. I don't have it.
Yeah, it's Apple TV.
It is Apple TV.
There are only so many streaming services that I'm going to get.
Don't you ever wonder, like, I'm always a big guy for the zeitgeist.
No, I do.
Like, what's in the zeitgeist? What's everybody talking about right now?
I'm not going to lie. There are times where I feel left out with the Ted Lasso thing. Not enough that I'm going to get Apple TV.
Hey, what's the Wordle today?
The Wordle was the zeitgeist for a while.
Minute.
Yeah,
the
it
Wordle,
was.
And then there was Purtle. Remember
Purtle on the show. Whatever the thing is, you want to be doing the thing, right?
For the most part, yes. But
have you seen Why Lotus? I have no idea why that is a punchline, but Jorge absolutely loves it.
I have
every
seen Why Lotus
every time.
Yeah. Do you think Ted Lasso? This is a good question for you, Jorge.
Yeah.
Do you think it has helped popularize soccer more in the U.S.?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Andy's not watching.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people don't have Apple. They don't have access to it.
But everybody's talking about it.
Right,
Ted Lasso,
but if it was a little more accessible, if it was a little more accessible, maybe. If you put it on Netflix, which everybody has, maybe. But it's very like exclusive to just one thing. It's Apple. Not a lot of people have it.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you watch Ted Lasso, are you more likely to become a soccer fan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, see, I think that's the case.
That's the case, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Tyler, you think?
I'm kind of split on it. That's why I was holding off on chiming in. I've watched Ted Lasso. I'm fully caught up. I love the show. It's a great show. I don't know if it's going to get me more into soccer than I already am. I think if somebody's never been into soccer and they're watching it, definitely more likely
to
get into
soccer.
Here's
the thing about Ted Lasso. You don't have to know anything about soccer to actually
okay,
like
here's
the
what
show.
I would guess would be the answer to the question. How much soccer do they actually show?
It's a fraction. It's like maybe 10%.
Then I don't think it's going to build soccer's popularity at all.
I think it's helped.
It's helped, but it's not.
Although,
like,
you know, part of it here for me, like the last year, the World Cup was really fun to follow.
It was.
And
yeah,
LAFC
definitely.
Was really fun to watch them run to a championship.
Kobe Forever tweeted to us in the Mafia, "The Rays have won the AL pennant twice. Full stop. Let that sink in, Venice Mace."
Yep.
Yeah, I may be wrong about this one. Yeah. I might actually have gotten this one wrong.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do some Game of Games. It is Tyler's game today. To the best of my knowledge, it is just me, Andy, and Jorge.
We can Slee come in?
That's what we got. And maybe I can get Slee. I'll ask him.
Yeah, see if Slee will do it. Here's the amazing thing about Game of Games today. If I were to win, I will tie for the month as the champion.
And if I win, I win it all.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if that's right.
I got four.
Yeah, if you win, you
win
the month.
Exactly.
Have you ever won a month?
Well, not this year, but yeah.
Yeah, I won a month in the past. Yeah.
Andy, three in a row, actually.
Wait a minute. If Andy wins,
he wins the month.
Nice!
This is intense. Well, okay, let me ask all three of you. How much do we like wrestling?
Oh,
boy. Yeah. WrestleMania's this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up, boys.
Is it multiple choice?
Always.
Okay.
And it's not only wrestling. I've incorporated some baseball, too. Okay. So.
Excellent. It's the wrestling and baseball game.
A potpourri, like Pepe says.
Exactly. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it's kind of winner take all right now. If Andy Kamenetsky, in for John today, wins this game, he wins the month of March. If Jorge Briones wins this game, he wins the month of March. And if I win this game, I'll tie for first.
With who?
Who will I tie? I'll tie with Bergman for first. All right, so it is Tyler's game today. Tyler is in for Bergman.
Yeah.
And all right. Tyler, tell me about the game. Tell us about the game.
So the game's going to be a variety of two things. It's going to be wrestling-oriented, mm-hmm. because WrestleMania is this weekend,
yes,
and
it
it's here
it's SoFi. Yeah.
And baseball, because we had opening day yesterday, and it's still very much at the top of our domes.
Two sports that have very little to do with each other.
That's right.
I
and
like,
I am
I
just
like
throwing things at the wall until they stick.
Good. Nice.
All right, so here we go. Question one. Question one. With WrestleMania being this weekend and it being at SoFi Stadium, question one. Where was the first WrestleMania event held? These are multiple choice.
Okay.
Was it A, Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas? B, the Los Angeles Sports Arena? C, the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago? Or was it D, Madison Square Garden in New York? Mace, you go first.
I know this one. It's MSG.
Okay. Andy?
Andy?
It is MSG.
Jorge?
Yeah, MSG.
MSG is correct.
Yes. Yeah. I knew that one.
All right, that's good.
I remember. I had a WrestleMania party.
Straight up
WrestleMania was where it was at. Back when it was WWE.
I didn't know.
All right, question two. When was the first WrestleMania event? Was mm-hmm. it A, 1978, B, 1985, C, 1990, or D, 1992? I don't know how the order goes. So I'll just,
Andy.
Mace?
Andy.
1985.
Andy. Mace?
1990.
Oh, 85.
85 is correct.
Yeah!
That's a point for Jorge and a point for Andy. Ooh.
I know the year of my WrestleMania parties.
So far, so good. Who was known for, quote, the streak at WrestleMania, having won 21 straight matches? Yep. Was it A, Triple H, B, The Undertaker,
yep.
C, The Rock, or D, Hulk Hogan? Mace, you got to call.
Jorge, you're first.
Hulk Hogan.
I say Hulk Hogan. Andy.
The Hulkster.
The Streak Boys? It was The Undertaker.
Oh!
I didn't think he had been around long enough to win 21 straight.
The Undertaker. And I think he might have lost right before he retired. It was like his way of going out.
By the way, this game is totally in my wheelhouse. Bring it on.
Is it really?
No.
Fantastic. All right, question four. So far, it's Jorge 2, Mace 1, Andy 2. Question four. Who holds the record for the most losses in WrestleMania history? Is it A, The Rock, B, Stone Cold Steve Austin, C, Shawn Michaels, or D, Triple H?
I know this one. Shawn Michaels. Andy?
I'm also going to say Shawn Michaels.
I'm going Triple H.
Triple H is correct.
Yeah!
Jorge with the point.
Jorge.
They made it a big deal when he won it. You guys don't remember? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
See?
No, I didn't.
Some people
truly
pay attention.
Don't remember.
And then
Mary
Stephanie
recall
McMahon.
It.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
All right,
a
this
lot
is
of weed.
The last
lot of weed.
Wrestling question.
Yeah.
Number five, Macho Man Randy Savage holds the record for having wrestled in the most matches in a single night. How many matches did he wrestle in? Was it A, 3, B, 4, C, 5, or D, 6? Number of matches wrestled in a single night.
Jorge.
I'll say 5.
I will say 6. Andy.
4.
It's four. Andy with the point. Jorge, three. Andy, three.
Oh,
Mace,
yeah.
One.
And four. Jorge tied for first.
All right, we're switching to baseball.
Yeah. He was in Spider-Man, too, right? Wasn't he in Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was. All right. With the implementation, this is now baseball, question number six.
Oh, now we switch to baseball.
Here right. we go. With the implementation of rule changes and bigger bases, players are expected to steal more bags this season than usual. Who holds the record for most stolen bases in their career? Is it A, Ty Cobb, B, Lou Brock, C, Ricky Henderson, or D, Dave Roberts?
I'm first. I'll say, I'll just take a guess, a wild guess. I'll say Ricky Henderson.
Andy? I think it's Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson.
It is Ricky Henderson. Yeah, 1,406 career stolen bases.
Yes. Don't you remember him holding the base up?
Of course. Right.
Yeah. Although Lou Brock was great at it, though. Yeah,
Lou Brock came in second. He's second in the,
Lou
in
Brock
the
could steal.
Standings. 938 stolen bases for Lou Brock. All right. Question number seven. How old was the youngest player to ever make their Major League Baseball debut? Was it A, 15, B, 16, C, 17, or D, 18?
It's Andy.
16.
Jorge.
17.
I think it was 16. I even think I know who it was.
You don't, because he was 15. His name is Joe Nuxhall.
I knew it was Joe Nuxhall.
For the Cincinnati Reds, he was 15 years, 316 days old.
Who got that?
Nobody got points for that one.
When was that?
When he was 15.
Yeah, he was 15.
Very long time ago when 15-year-olds
was the long-time broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds.
There you go. He was 15 years, 316 days old.
Wow.
All right, question number eight. I've only got two left, but I can probably pull one
out of
my head.
Well, I'm out of it then. It's Jorge and Andy for
everything. I can grab one more if I need to.
No, no.
We might need a tiebreaker.
No.
All right, question number eight. The first ever Major League Baseball game was recorded in which year? Was it A, 1903, B, 1912, C, 1846, or D, 1950?
Andy Kamenetsky.
1846.
Jorge.
1912.
The correct answer. 1846.
Yeah!
Andy with the point.
Andy takes the point.
Oh, yeah.
We have one question left, and I will prepare a tiebreaker if I need to.
Now, Jorge, you need this one. Andy has to go first.
All right, here we go.
This is for the month.
That's it.
This is for the month, and it's a good question, too. There are approximately 120 baseballs used every game for each game. Approximately how many baseballs are used every season? The closest guess to the number without going over gets the point. 120 baseballs used every game per game. You have 10 seconds to answer.
You have 10 seconds.
For no math, because I just don't want anybody doing
math. Say an answer,
math.
Andy.
120,000.
Oh, 120,000. Jorge.
200,000.
200,000. All right. Tyler?
The correct answer. 291,600.
Yeah!
Jorge ties it.
Ties it.
All right. I need 30 seconds to get a tiebreaker.
No.
Everything now.
30 seconds to get a tiebreaker.
So it is Andy and Jorge, and the winner takes the month. I don't know if we've ever had one
this close to close
that
it
has
up.
Been this close
yeah.
and has come down to the wire like this.
Okay, here we go. I've got it. How many stitches, single stitches, are there?
Weirdly, I know this one.
On a Major League Baseball. Not double stitches, but single
yeah,
stitches.
I know this.
Andy, you first. We'll say closest gets
it's
it.
It's not multiple choice. No. Single stitches? 33.
33.
Oh, Jorge? I'll say 36.
36. Now, can I take a guess?
Take a guess.
Is it 108?
It is 108, which means Jorge
oh,
wins.
No! Jorge takes the month!
Oh, man.
Jorge, congrats,
all
man.
All right, 10K.
Woo. You know why I know 108? It's in that...
It's
Susan Sarandon
yeah,
speech in Bull Durham. She says a rosary
oh, yeah.
has 108 beads. A baseball has 108 stitches.
Oh, man, you're right.
I live in the Church of Baseball. I've tried all the major religions and most of the minor ones. I've worshipped Buddha, Allah, Brahma, Vishnu, Siva, trees, mushrooms, and Isidore Duncan. I know things. For instance... There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary, and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
There you go.
There you go.
That's where it came from. That's why I knew
and
it.
And that was Game of Games.
This is what I get circling this show back to yesterday. Remember we talked about Major League?
That's
is my
right.
favorite
That's
baseball
right.
movie. I had a Bull Durham. and Field of Dreams is what I get.
Yeah. So, big night. Congratulations.
Nice job, Tyler.
Great show today. Had a lot of fun. Tyler did a great job. Andy, thanks for filling in all week. It's me and Momo on Monday. Tonight, a lot going on. We've got the Lakers versus Minnesota in a critical must-win game. Alan Sliwa's got the pre coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. Also, Dodgers versus Arizona. Dustin May makes his season debut for the Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Don't forget, Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. If you're involved in an accident, remember, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Real quick mention, Sedano and Cap live at Yamava. Monday, they will be there with Gary the Glove Payton. So, and Sedano will be back from vacation. Join them on Monday. Go Dodgers. Go Lakers. I've got to get out at exactly 3:28, and it's 3:28 right now. 710 ESPN.